President Bush went to Pennsylvania today to meet 9 coal miners rescued last week from the flooded Kew Creek mine. The president held up the miners and their rescuers as examples of the spirit of America. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Nearly 300 people, including the miners and their families, crowded into the Green Tree Firehouse near Pittsburgh to hear the president, who spoke before a backdrop of firefighters' coats and hats. The miners, who spent more than 3 days huddled together in a flooded mine shaft, were rescued a week ago yesterday. Mr. Bush said their rescuers, who worked nonstop in the effort to free the miners, deserve the thanks of a grateful nation.
Thanks for showing our fellow citizens that by serving something greater than yourself, is an important part of being an American. I truly believe the effort put in will serve as an example for others in a time of crisis. The spirit of America, the best of America, was represented by those who spent long hours worrying about the lives of their fellow citizens.
The trapped miners were saved in part because rescuers devised a way to pump compressed air into their shaft, which helped force back the water. Mr. Bush said such ingenuity demonstrated the nation's ability to solve problems. The same ability, he said, will help the nation fight terrorism and deal with the economic downturn. The president praised the miners' families as another example of the nation's greatness.
A strong future for our country depends upon the strength of our family. Husband-loving wife and wife-loving husband, husband and wife dedicating themselves to their children. The spirit of America was represented as family members, wives and sons and daughters and moms and dad prayed for the safety of their loved one. They spent hours worrying about the lives of somebody they called loved one. And out of this near tragedy comes a living example of the importance of family.
The president met privately with the miners backstage. Some emerged with Mr. Bush's autograph. Ron Heilman said he was overcome with emotion at meeting the president.
I was just honored to meet him. You know, I was just, like I said, overwhelmed that he took the time to stop, you know, to shake our hands and have the family portraits, you know. I mean, that's the president of the United States. He has things to do.
Another miner, John Unger, was uncomfortable with the president's characterization of them as heroes.
I don't know about that. We were just guys trying to do our job. We went in there just like everybody else goes to work. Didn't think anything was going to happen. The shift was almost over. And we're just working people. That's all we are.
In Washington, meanwhile, Democrats issued a reminder that Mr. Bush's budgets for the past 2 years have proposed cutting funds for mine safety, inspection, and enforcement programs at the Labor Department. There was a political component to the president's stop in Pennsylvania as well. Mr. Bush headlined a fundraising lunch for GOP gubernatorial candidate Mike Fisher. The event raised $1 million for Fisher, the state attorney general, who trails his Democratic opponent, former Philadelphia Mayor Ed Rendell. Brian Naylor, NPR News.